The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Welcome to the Ben and Vince Show.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. One of us is a vampire today.
I think there's a vampire in the studio.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Us.
Yes. This is like Twilight.
Because it's dark outside?
No, because, you know, we're sparkly or whatever.
Right. Yeah, every week before the show, we put on a lot of body paint, body glitter, to, you know, just make sure we look good for the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sound good. I also swallowed some.
Oh, that's like a thing, right? Those pills?
Glitter pills?
Yeah, it makes your poop sparkly.
Oh my god. Oh my god, is that a real thing?
Yeah, I suppose.
It's true because, you know, when you're going to the bathroom, there's not that much that's nice to look at, but, you know, with a pill like that, you just look down, puts you in a good mood.
That's right.
Do they have ones that'll make it smell different?
I don't know. Well, I think I heard something about, like, some kind of thing that makes your fart smell good.
Oh, yeah?
It's supposed to make your fart smell like chocolate, or I don't know.
Chocolate? No, that's not good. That's not a good...
Roses? Bacon? I don't know, something.
Bacon?
Roses, I think it was.
That sounds...
No, that doesn't sound right. I don't know, something romantic.
Right. More romantic than a fart?
No, it still is a fart.
Okay, right. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, please, if the company's out there, send us a trial product. We'll review it on the air.
Yeah, and we'll give it away. We'll have a giveaway.
Yeah.
People can come in and play the can game.
Right. Do we have t-shirts? Do we have Ben and Vince Show t-shirts?
Oh, we should.
Yeah,
what,
right?
What are we going to put on the t-shirt?
Like, the Ben and Vince Show, maybe.
Yeah,
probably our URL.
Our URL?
Yeah.
How about, like, a QR code?
Yeah. How about like a bunch of LEDs and stuff?
Oh yeah, just like a big circuit board.
Right.
People can wear it to the airport.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
That's sort of a happy way to greet everybody.
Yeah. You know,
showing up. So, do you remember when the internet, like the main way to make money on the internet was to sell t-shirts? Is that still true or no?
I didn't know that was ever true.
Yeah, you remember. Like, I mean, that's how, like, Dinosaur Comics makes money.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
I just assumed everything was ads.
Well, he didn't really have ads, right?
He had ads.
He had ads for, like, other webcomics. But, I mean, I'm sure he's paying for him to have his own ad on their site, so, like, I don't think it's really going anywhere.
Huh.
It's all t-shirts.
Huh. I feel like I haven't seen that many people with Dinosaur Comics t-shirts.
Right, right.
Maybe they're all in Canada.
Ah, that's a good point.
So does he make, like, 90% of his money in December?
Yeah, right. Maybe. Well, I mean, now, that's what I'm saying, it used to be that way. I mean, now he, like, writes comic books and stuff. And, like, real books.
Oh, you know they're making an Adventure Time movie?
Yes. Although I don't really watch Adventure Time. So, I'm not that excited. Wait, dude, I just watched, are you keeping up on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Yeah, I think so. Is there a new one?
I don't know what you mean by new. I'm behind.
Okay.
I think I'm on season 5, maybe.
That sounds like more than I've seen.
Oh, yeah? Did you see, who was the first one? Oh, Kevin Hart was in this season.
Yeah, I saw Kevin Hart.
Okay, okay. And did you see this woman, Miranda?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I know. So I'm like way behind here. This is like already 6 months old news or whatever. But what was up with that?
She's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah, so then I looked her up afterward. I mean, she's exactly what I expected, which is like one of these YouTube kind of celebrities or whatever. It wasn't like that funny or anything. I mean, she's... It was like a YouTube popular kind of person.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. Why does he like her?
I watched the whole thing wondering if she was going to ever, like, break character.
Right. Yeah.
And then she did at the very end.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was sort of like a bonus thing or whatever. I mean,
I couldn't tell if it was, like, while watching it, I couldn't tell if, like, the whole thing was a bit, which it was, or,
obviously.
Seinfeld just, like, signed up for this thing and wasn't expecting her to be, like, like he was really just having a bad time.
Oh, no, it was obviously a bit. But, I mean, and she was pretty good at staying in character and all that. I'm just saying, like, her character wasn't that funny.
No, not really.
Like, why does he like her?
I don't know.
Is he trying to be relevant?
I don't know. He's relevant.
Really?
Yeah, he's got an album coming out with Wale.
Right. Is Wale relevant?
Yeah, Wale's relevant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To who?
To, I don't know, Billboard?
Okay.
Complex Magazine?
Complex Magazine?
Have you seen the video of Jerry and Wale in the...
Maybe.
They're like in the diner or whatever.
It sounds very familiar. I can't remember much about it, though. I think I read an article. I don't know if I watched the video.
The video's funny.
Okay. Good. Anyway, I think it's just like his kid likes her.
Fair enough.
That's not good enough.
Is his kid a comedian? And if so, why not?
I think they're like 13, which makes sense why they would like this one too.
Getting recruited by comedy
stars. Yeah, right. Yeah, they're going to be on Community pretty soon. I don't know, man. It was just weird. The whole show is not that good anymore.
What? Community?
No. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
You always say that, but I don't really think it's true.
I probably just wasn't, only the first season was like really good, or maybe the second, and then after that.
I think they've all been good.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's only really good when he's like actually friends with the person.
I guess.
I don't know. How much are you into Cars?
I like Cars a lot.
Okay, well, maybe that's the difference then.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I like the one with Bill Burr. Have you seen that one yet?
Yeah. I thought it was okay. I don't really know that guy either, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing something.
I don't have to tell you.
Yeah. Well, anyway. We don't have to come here and insult another show on our show. I mean, that's just unprofessional.
Right, you're right.
So I invite Jerry Seinfeld to respond in an open debate.
Yeah, we'll write him off.
Right. I don't think you can just write. Do you know what that means?
These big companies, they write off everything.
Yeah. And we're the ones writing it off. So see, yeah, we're clearly we're concerned fans. That's where we're coming from on this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did you see that 50 Shades of Grey movie?
I guess not.
What do you mean, guess not? I think you would know if you had seen it.
Is that true? Maybe I blocked it out.
It was extremely bad.
Wait, hang on. You saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Maybe can you elaborate on that a little before we get into the movie itself?
Well, so I went to the movie theater, and then mm-hmm. I went and, like, exchanged money for mm-hmm. a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to this little booth, and they tear your ticket in half.
What is a ticket?
It's like just a little rectangle of paper with some writing on it.
Okay.
And they tear it in half and they tell you what theater to go to.
Now, is this, I mean, you said...
You have to go at the time that it says on your ticket.
Oh, okay. Well, that was going to be my question. Is it any writing or, I mean, could I bring my own? Could I write on a rectangle?
No, you have to buy it there.
You have to buy it there. Okay. What about online?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. So either there or online.
Right.
Go on.
Yeah, so the movie...
But you're talking about seeing a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, like the first maybe 30 minutes or so...
Hang on. Wait, whoa. We're skipping ahead a lot. What theater was it in? Which number?
17.
Holy shit, how big is your movie theater?
I don't know. Like, is that weird? Isn't there 20 theaters at the Majestic?
I guess you're right. That's pretty big, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, all movie theaters are like that now.
I mean, a lot of them, yeah.
It's either 20 or 1.
It could be like 13.
Oh, that's pushing it.
Or it could be like 2.
Yeah.
Or it could be like 31. Anyway, so there you were, all the way in theater 17. How far back did you sit?
And we got there like pretty early, so we sat sort of like in the middle back.
It's good that you got to the theater early so you could watch the 20.
Yeah, they had the 20.
Oh my god, is that really still a thing? I don't think I've been to
it. It's called First Look.
First Look, yeah.
Although. I thought that was like a Regal thing, but this was an AMC theater.
That's the same, right? Isn't that the same now? No. Wait. No,
those are the only two ones.
Okay.
But I don't know. It doesn't matter. It was some...
Are you sure they didn't merge?
It's either the 20 or some equivalent of the 20.
It's definitely Regal First Look.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Does AMC... Maybe... I don't know if AMC even has one of those. Do they?
No, they definitely had something.
Okay.
Firstlook.org. I don't think this is it.
.org.
First Look movie. First Look online.
Can you verify that Regal and AMC are not the same company?
Are Regal, if you type in "are Regal,"
uh-huh.
First suggestion is "are Regal Theaters AMC." It looks like the answer is no, but yes.
Oh yeah. I mean, obviously they're like different divisions. I think they merged or got bought out or something. Well, I don't know who would buy them out, but.
Okay. Here we go. There's something called. There's something called
Viacom.
Cinemedia.
Okay.
Which I think is what's responsible for producing the 20.
It's still the 20?
Or First Look, whatever.
Okay. It
says, as Regal consolidated the three chains, Cinemedia began work on a new digital distribution system to provide a new, quote, pre-show, replacing the slides and film advertisements with digital content.
Mm-hmm.
NBC and Turner Broadcasting are the first assignment to provide content for the venture, and the pre-show, dubbed as the 20,
mm-hmm.
but the first T in 20 is the number 2.
I remember that, yeah.
Went online in February 2003.
Okay, this yeah.
Free film, free show is now known as Regal First Look.
Mm-hmm.
But Regal Cinemedia merged with AMC Theaters National Cinema Network in 2005 to form National Cinemedia.
2005, dude. We've been... It's been 10 years, and we didn't know about it.
So First Look is everywhere.
Okay.
Oh, and National Cinemedia is also the one that owns Fat Home Vents.
Owns what?
FatHomeVents.com.
I see. Yeah, yeah. Does anyone go to those ever?
I don't know. Apparently.
It's always like the opera.
That is the first thing that is on here.
Yeah.
They also have live concerts, live events.
I mean, it's live in the sense that, like, the Ben and Vince show is live, right?
Various films, courtesy of Turner Classic Movies. Actually, you know what? I went to one of these live concerts once.
Oh, my God. Why have you...
No, actually, I take it back. I didn't. I sort of did.
Uh-huh.
It was dumb.
You seem to have done a lot of terrible movie-related activities lately.
I guess it was a few years ago.
Sure.
Film Broadway musicals, e.g. Memphis, direct from Broadway.
So it's like a, yeah, like they have a camera while a Broadway play is going on, and then...
Filmed makes me think that it's...
Not live?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know. Direct to film? Is that a thing?
Whatever.
Live on tape?
Yeah.
That's a thing, right?
That's a thing, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think tape is a thing anymore, but okay, what were we saying? Oh yeah, but if you go to AMC, like if you go to Regal,
like that's how they did the Berlin Olympics, right?
I think those were in Berlin.
Yeah, but they like had film cameras that broadcasted live
to NBC,
probably
into your living room or onto your one of 40 compatible devices. But okay, what I'm saying here is that when you go to Regal, it's Regal First Look, right?
Okay.
If you go to AMC, is it AMC First Look? I think it might be.
I don't know.
Well, that's dumb. It's the same thing, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, well, it says, if a 3D movie is showing, a special First Look 3D is shown after the original version.
So it's just the same thing, but in 3D?
If a G or PG movie is showing, a children's version of First Look named First Look Play is shown in lieu of the original version.
In lieu of. Well, that's great. Thank you, Cinemedia, for your contributions in the area of content. I don't know. So.
All right, so let's take a break, and then I'll talk about this movie.
What you're saying is... For everyone who wrote us about how much you like us reading Wikipedia articles on air, we heard you. We are glad to deliver that. Thank you for getting to the Ben and Vince show early. This has been First Look.
See, podcasts were so much better quality before we had the internet.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Now we just spend too much time reading off websites.
Yeah. I remember those early days. Hand delivering audio recordings onto people's iPads. It was a different time. You were a lot more racist, as I recall. We'll try to dig up one of those old clips to play for you. But yeah, let's go to break.
All right.
All right, let's get to work.
Hey, Roman, you freaking out, ain't you?
No.
You need some fresh air?
Because you're about to get a whole lot of it.
Okay, here we go.
Just when you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
It ain't just about being fast.
Yeah! Rated PG-13.
Boy, you know you get me higher. Won't you take me for a ride? Tell me where you wanna go.
It's the cataract.
Notice that dance flow. 808. She hit me like a 808. Had you on like Bobby's.
Welcome back from the break. It's been a show.
Hello. The continuing saga of one man named Vince's journey to a terrible movie. Starring some girl. Dakota. Dakota Johnson. Yes?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. You didn't stay until the credits.
She looks like she's, like, super tired.
Really?
To me, anyway. Just that's how her face looks.
Well, okay, yeah.
Anyway.
As opposed to what? Her arm?
Yeah.
I guess she's tied down. So, okay, what I heard is... That there's, so maybe I'll phrase this in a form of a question. Do they actually do any like weird sex stuff in the movie?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But it's like in all these montages.
But it actually is weird.
I mean. Depends on your standards of weirdness.
Right. Okay. But it actually is like bondage or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So they okay.
But it, well, go on.
Well, I guess they just couldn't show it in the trailer or something. It kind of seemed like there wasn't any of that at all.
Well, yeah, and the trailer, they have to show it on TV and stuff.
Right, right. Is it like did it really need to be rated R?
Yes.
I guess what I'm getting at is there actual nudity.
She's naked for a lot of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I heard that the sex parts weren't very much.
No, they weren't.
Okay, but she's still naked for a lot of it?
Yeah.
Isn't she like a journalist or something?
Oh my god. Seriously, the beginning of this movie, like the first 30 minutes, is hilarious. Everybody in the theater was laughing out loud.
Okay.
But it's not supposed to be funny.
Right, right, I got that. Well, go on.
I mean, it's just like... I can't even explain it. Like, you just have to go see it and just leave after the first half an hour or so.
Is it just boring after that?
Yeah, it gets super boring.
Okay. Wait, is it like him seducing her?
The first time? No, it's like, I forget, the first scene is her, like, interviewing him.
Right, okay, yeah.
Because she's, like, she's not even a journalist. She's
right, she's a student.
Major.
Yeah.
And she's filling in for her roommate or something.
Yeah, which makes no sense. Anyway, go ahead.
So it's just her being, like, but there's, like, no backstory at all. And we're just getting right into, like, him being, like, super innuendo-y for no reason. And then there's a scene where she's working at a hardware store and he, like, shows up and starts...
How many jobs does she have?
He, like, shows up and starts ordering all this, like, bondage equipment.
Right. Just, like, working on your house or something?
But it's just, like... I think there's, like, no build-up. So without context, it all just seems, like, extremely silly.
Right. That's funny. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, if like a 12-year-old wrote the story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Well, there's not even really a story, right? It's just like two people.
No, I mean, there's other characters.
Okay. But I mean, like the story is just like them being weird, right? Or like him being weird. And then maybe her being weird.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, man.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder how someone who's actually part of that community thinks about this movie. They're probably like, I mean, it's probably just even more ridiculous to them.
Well, they probably think it's cool that, like, it's, you know, made their community more mainstream.
But isn't it like...
But also not cool because then there's just a bunch of, you know, fucking amateurs coming in,
yeah,
like, being dumb.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. If you're a bondage person, call in.
Yeah. And I'm sure you probably know someone who's a furry... too, so try to get them on the line. We have a lot of unanswered questions still that from last episode that Wikipedia couldn't help us with.
Yeah. So you know, welcome to Sex Tips with Ben and Vince.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I saw on Facebook one of our mutual friends posted a status update where he implied that he had now officially had sex with 42 women.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It is. I don't know that I would make a Facebook status about it. He made a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy joke.
These two things don't seem to be compatible in my head.
Yeah. I also think that if I had sex with 42 women, I mean, you know, I'm like Michael Booth. I've only had sex 4 times.
Right.
But I feel like if I had sex with 42 women, like, at what point do you lose count?
Yeah, right. He's the same age as us, or what?
Yeah, he's the same age as us.
So, I mean, assuming, let's be generous and say the first time was when he was 15, just for ease of math. So that's 42 in 10 years. It's like 4.2 per year.
It's realistic for...
Yeah,
some,
I guess.
People, I don't know. It is kind of weird that it's this guy, but... No, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's unrealistic. I just think...
Well, I guess. Like,
did he just sit down and like, all right, 1, 2, 3.
It seems like he wouldn't be able to remember. He says officially, like it just happened, right? I mean, he's obviously keeping a running count.
Yeah, he said something like that.
That's kind of crazy. Huh. mean, it seems like hard to keep up. Like, maybe you have, you know, maybe in college or whatever, it happens a lot.
I mean, it's like, you know, being like a golf player, you know, golfer, mm-hmm. Tiger Woods. You know, you win a whole bunch of tournaments when you're in your prime, and then as you get older, your wins get fewer and further between.
But they still happen.
Or maybe you just keep winning the same tournament over and over again.
Right. And also, like Tiger Woods, you have a lot of mistresses.
Yeah.
I see what you're getting at. So this guy's a golfer?
Yeah, he's a... Do we know anyone who's a golfer?
Put it on that dolphin. I don't know, do we? I think I know one guy who, like, at least has played golf.
Apparently, Amanda's dad, when he was, like, younger, used to be a competitive mini golf player.
Okay.
And then that's, a thing. There's, like, putt-putt leagues and stuff.
How big of a region does the national, sorry, does the largest tournament?
I think it's just like, you know, people from around the town, the region, I don't know.
So this is just like he has a high score at the local mini golf place.
No, there's like tournaments.
I guess I should say a low score. Anyway, that seems stupid.
Man.
Mini golf is for fun.
Yeah, you know what's fun? Winning.
Over the summer, at work, there were these two interns, and they, and like several other people, it just turned out that they all like to play golf.
Oh no.
Isn't that weird? These are people like our age.
Yeah, you're fucked.
This is Virginia for you, man.
You're never gonna get that promotion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you better learn.
Yeah. I feel like I've stepped into High and Lois here or something.
So who's thirsty?
Who do we know?
Wait, is it every comic strip golf related?
A lot of them. Is there anyone that's like just golf related? There must be, right?
If not, I think we found a good idea.
No, but you can't start one now. I mean,
comic strips are a real growth market.
Yeah?
Newspaper circulation is taking off.
I don't understand what's going on in Spider-Man right now.
Oh, I stopped reading it.
Well, I just see it on Josh Reads.
Stop reading that, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm turning into you.
Yeah. Well, he's fighting Mysterio or something. And
Rey Mysterio or just Mysterio?
Who's Rey Mysterio?
The wrestler.
Is wrestling becoming more of a thing?
Oh, wrestling is a big deal.
With who?
I don't know, just everyone.
Since when?
You know, Wale is hosting a wrestling tournament.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like in his backyard?
Maybe he's sponsoring a wrestler? I don't know. If you ever turn on, like, Monday Night Raw, there's always somebody with a Wale sign now.
Like, sponsor. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like I've been seeing a lot of references to the wrestling lately.
Yeah, wrestling's cool.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Jon Stewart was on it.
What?
Yeah, he kicked this guy in the nuts.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Hey, man.
He's a comedian.
It's wrestling. It's wrestling. Yeah.
I don't know.
You see the video of the guy doing all the wrestling moves on his girlfriend?
No.
Like, he does all these, like, finishing moves and, like, picks her up and throws her into the pool and all the...
No.
They, like, overdub it with, like, you know, music and commentary from wrestling matches.
Right. That's pretty funny. I mean, has it changed since, like, I don't know, 15 years ago?
I don't know. I never really watch it.
Right. Neither do I. Why is it, like, a thing all of a sudden?
It's always been a thing. Where do you think Dwayne The Rock Johnson came from?
Yeah.
Cena.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't watch wrestling, though.
Used to play wrestling video games.
What?
Wrestling video games, like SmackDown versus Raw.
Yeah, what about them?
Those were, like, what everyone used to play in middle school.
No, nobody played that.
Yeah, that was, like, the thing to play. You go over to your friend's house. Oh, I put you through a table.
No, you played, like, Pilot Wings or something.
What the hell is Pilot Wings?
It's pretty self-explanatory, I think.
No. Is that, like, a... What the hell is that?
It's like you fire out in a plane.
What?
Yeah.
That's not a real game.
No, it's...
Are you talking about Microsoft Flight Simulator?
I could be. I mean, I'm not, but that's another one where you fly around in a plane.
Isn't that like a solo game?
Well, probably Pilot Wings was, too.
So then you're not playing that with your friends.
Well, but he had it, though.
Here's what you play. GoldenEye.
Yeah. That's right. Mario Kart, I guess. Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. DDR.
No.
GTA. Halo.
Yeah.
NHL 2002.
Right.
Madden.
Worms.
What? That's like a Worms cell phone game.
Oh, it probably is now. It used to be
also
a computer.
It's single player.
No. No, it's not.
What else do you play with your friends? Minesweeper? Solitaire?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty good at this. No, wait, that's not true. Yeah, Worms or like
Smash Brothers.
Yeah. I got the new one for some reason.
What? A Wii or what is that?
Yeah, I have that new thing.
Is it? There's a new Wii.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's twice the pronouns. It's
Wii U.
Wii U. Yeah.
I thought that was like where you go to school to become a Wii.
Yeah, right. No, it's just in the state of Wii. Yeah, it's, I guess, a lot like the previous one, if you want my review of it.
So you play the game with all your friends?
Yeah, all of them.
You can't play by yourself, man. It's not called IU.
Or Y. It's not WI. It's WII.
Right.
Yeah, but no, I do play with my friends, like Pikachu and Mario Kart.
For Game Boy.
Pikachu?
Yeah.
Oh, Game Boy. Pokemon. I get it. I never played that one. That's also a single player. You don't play that one with your friends.
Yeah, that's pretty sexist. Why isn't it called Game Girl?
Well, if somebody is a boy, you don't say, why don't you call that person a girl? It's just, the thing is male. You know what I'm saying?
This is about ethics in video game journalism.
Did I tell you that a gamergit is a type of, like, ant or something?
What? What? The, what?
G-A-M-E-R.
Why would I care about that?
G-A-T-E is, like, a type of ant.
Okay. Are you an entomologist?
Yeah. We're talking about ethics in video game journalism.
So, I don't get it.
You heard about Gamergate?
Yeah, what is that?
You hear about that? It's a type of ant.
Oh, like Sim Ant? Alien Ant Farm?
Yeah, I heard that the developers of Sim Ant just had sex with other developers to get their game made.
Wait. I heard they all got fired or something.
Oh, yeah. I heard that too. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I agree. Whatever.
SimCity 2000, that was another one you played with your friends.
Oh my god, stop.
Yeah. So what were we talking about?
I forget.
Is there a 50 Shades of Grey video game?
I hope not.
I'm hoping it's like a text adventure game.
I mean, that actually probably would be the best form for it.
Right. Like a book.
Right.
Have you read the book, though?
No, I haven't read the book.
I think it's what I've heard or seen or whatever. I think it might be worse than the movie. I mean, I haven't seen
it. I don't believe you.
I think you might want to believe me. I bet you could just go online and find, like, an excerpt of it.
I do have the Rob Gronkowski erotica book.
Is it, what? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's called, what is it called? A Gronking to Remember.
Is that a ghost? Who's in the studio with us? Right, the ghost of a vampire. Sorry, I kind of missed that because I was freaked out about the vampire ghost. Can you repeat that title?
A Gronking to Remember.
But it's not called A Walking to Remember.
I don't.
Right?
What? No, Gronking to Remember. Gronking.
I know. I'm saying it should be... Thank you. I'm saying it should be A Gronk to Remember.
Why?
Right?
No.
Because it's not A Walking to Remember.
Anyway, she doesn't even have sex with him. She just has her husband. They sneak down. I'm giving away the end of the book right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
They sneak down onto the field. They wait for Gronkowski to score a touchdown. And right before he spikes the football, she has her husband, Chad, throw her onto the end zone so that he spikes it into her butt.
Oh my god.
Yep.
How did they get down to the field without security?
I don't know. You know, it's like 60 pages long.
You're saying they don't get into that kind of thing. I mean, close enough to be thrown.
Yeah. Also, her husband's a Jets fan, so that's like a big obstacle.
Oh, I see. Is this self-published or?
It's on Amazon.
I can get it on the Kindle.
You can get it in paperback.
Oh wow! Does that fit in my butt?
Hey, man. That's a question that only you and a...
No, look, just take a look. Do you think it would fit?
So, for the viewers out there, for the listeners, if you want to see what's going on right now in the studio, just go to goatsy.cx.
Yeah, it's a live feed up there. And I do mean feed. So anyway, I'll get the answer from you later on that.
All
right. Was it ghost written? Maybe this is a question for our guest.
No, it's written by, I think her name is Lacey Noonan.
Oh, it's not actually by Rob Gronkowski?
No.
Oh,
it's just themed.
So, I mean, as you recall, Fifty Shades of Grey was originally a Twilight fan fiction.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So I think
that
means...
kind of makes more sense now, thinking about it. Having seen
oh,
it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I mean, I don't know. Just, like, from what I know about Twilight, I haven't seen it or read it, but, like, if he was, like, some vampire and she was, like, you know, under his spell or something, I don't know. It would just make all of their actions a lot more logical.
Oh, like he hypnotized her or something?
No, it's just, he's vampires are super attractive, right? They're, like, sparkly and hot and...
I mean, this is all this has all been alleged, but yeah.
Not just like some guy.
Well, yes. I mean, people could be super attractive.
Hello.
I
have to look up some quotes from the movie or some lines of some clips because it's absurd.
Well, like when he's talking about drinking her blood and stuff.
No. He doesn't drain her blood.
Okay. Yeah. Well, are you saying that that the Twilight books or media phenomenon are just using vampirism as like a narrative crutch for things that don't make any sense?
I mean, obviously.
Okay. Whoa, all right, well, I'm just, I just wanted to say it out there, though. You know, be explicit with their criticisms. So, what's her name? If Stephanie Meyer wants to come on the same panel with Jerry Seinfeld, we'll debate you.
Who is that?
Twilight lady.
So who's the 50 Shades person?
E.L. James.
Oh, okay. So which one of them has more money? The Twilight one, probably.
I'm guessing Twilight, yeah. I mean, that was like 4 books and like 4 movies or something like that.
Yeah.
Is a quadrilogy the new trilogy? Does it take 4 things to tell a story now, always?
Oh, no, it's 3, except that the last one has to be 2.
Right. So it's... right. But I mean, is there now an Act 4... in the basic narrative structure?
I don't think so. I watched The Lincoln Lawyer the other day. There was only 3 acts in that.
Well, I mean, that's almost like that's probably a year or 2 old by now, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So. Yeah, you gotta watch, what was the last thing McConaughey was in?
True Detective?
Was there a movie, though?
That was 8 episodes.
Oh my god. So that's like a octilogy.
I mean, I think you could still see it as 3 acts. In fact, almost definitely it's 3 acts.
Okay. Well, so maybe Matthew McConaughey, he's kind of older.
Uh-huh.
He only takes roles that kind of fit the model that he can understand. So anyway. Sure.
Maybe the middle 2 movies are 1 act. I think that could be.
I think this is just stupid.
Okay, I agree. All right, let's go to break.
This is the hard kind of hard-hitting criticism that people come to the show for.
Yeah. Well, what's the name of the Jennifer Lawrence arrow shooting movie author?
Oh, the author?
And the movie. Can't remember.
The movie is The Hunger Games, I
believe.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. The author is... I don't know. Is she also named Stephanie? It is a woman, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like... Stephanie...
Strauss.
Yeah.
Strauss.
Something like that. Well, that has that. Is that one of the? That's one of those 3. But then the last one is 2 parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, so not these things, like, the first one is the best one, and then they just get worse.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, I think for ones where it's not planned, like, they just make one, but and then, like, hope to be able to make a sequel.
Right.
Usually, I think the second one is the best one. But maybe ones where it's like
the last one's definitely the worst.
Yeah, that's invariably true. What's up with that? They're just out of idea. Like the first one, you know, it's like setting up everything. So that's like, you know, that's fun. But then the second one, you really get to like do something cool. And right. They still have some ideas left. And then the third one is just like, we want to make another one of this.
Here's Topher Dace as a bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there you go. But Act 3, I mean, it should be the most satisfying. You know, that's where they should draw things to a close.
I guess they're better.
I don't know. How much do you care about Star Wars?
None. Not really.
All right. So, you're definitely going to be camping out in line for the next one.
I mean, all that stuff is ancient history.
Nah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like, it's just not even, it's so far removed from my situation.
That's right.
My setting. Alright, well, we're gonna go to break or something.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Ah, alright.
America, it's time for a gut check. If the Founding Fathers saw us huddled in our little cocoons, texting each other smiley faces, they'd hang their powdered wigs in shame. When our idea of danger is eating gluten, there's trouble afoot. Yes, we the people have gotten soft, and all the likes in the world aren't going to save us now. But one thing will. Welcome to the place where we speed all day, where we bump and grind in a non-sexual way, where scores are settled and we break the rules, and everybody's got a set of badass tools. Get some NASCAR in your life. Hello, glory, goodbye, sight. Welcome to the place that we call home, where meats are grilled and you can bring your own, where everyone's welcome and we all belong, even my friend and his American flag thong. Get some NASCAR in your life. Hug your kids and kiss your wife. You want Billy and Sally to learn about math and science? Send them to the school of NASCAR. They'll thank you for it. Sure, everybody in NASCAR gets a trophy as long as they win the race. Did you know that less than 10 miles from Sonoma Raceway, you can go wine tasting? True story. Welcome to the place where your beast is free, like the rubber hooves of a tire stampede, where men and women compete together, just like they did back in the 18-nevers. 200 miles per freaking hour, 700 freaking horse freaking power.
Neck and neck, they're battling down this last stretch, and off of it takes Harvick from the checkered flag.
There's Harvick, Logano, and Hamlin, and Newman. Keselowski, Dale Jr., they're all superhuman. Jeff Gordon, Carl Edwards, Matt Kenseth, the Bushes. And maybe Jimmy Johnson will come back and kick some tuchus. Hello, glory. Goodbye, strife. You've got NASCAR.
NASCAR makes its triumphant return to NBC Sports on July 4th weekend.
So you find it's a chess game, right? Except in this chess, the board is made of water that's just flowing, and all the chess pieces are smoke. You can make all the moves you want, they will not affect the outcome.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of life, we like pieces on the board. Look inside yours, you a king or a pawn? I came from a scene where the kids on water got my bid AC5, get your things hit the border. Like a Sicilian defense, go ahead and play silly. You get Billy Club to death. Welcome to the city, ain't no sympathy for rap. Where the whites move first and you go second, cause you're black. Was it Rayful, was it Reagan, did the 80s hold them back? This is no connect for, but blood spilling for connects. Years later, niggas still up in that trap. thank God that a nigga had that rap. Cause after school, play the corner like a rook. That's when niggas getting booked. Out there trying to get their last move. Oh, he gon' need that checkmate. And every night, take L's to the face. Play.
Go for it.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Act Free of the Ben and Vince Show. So following the pattern that we established,
they all have to be three acts. So this is, we're gonna get, you know, we've hit the climax, and now we're gonna get the denouement.
Well, no, the climax should happen in Act Three, right? You don't want a third of your story to be falling out.
You're right. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
No one
but can... also, following the pattern we've established, this should be the worst part.
Right.
So, I think how much you enjoyed the previous two parts.
To live up to that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, so here's what's on my mind, and here I'm opening up the science corner.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, how come, or maybe not how come, but don't you think that we should really be working on being able to grow babies in tubes or like vats?
I thought we could already do that.
Is that true?
I don't know. What's a test tube baby?
Yeah. See, this was a misconception that I had until recently, and then felt pretty stupid when I understood. It's just where that. I think that's just like it's just like in vitro.
Yeah, isn't that what that means? Isn't that what that is?
No, but they don't grow it inside the, you know, they just do the fertilization in a tube.
Oh, and then they put it into, like, some person?
Yeah, some unsuspecting woman. Yeah, but I'm saying, I mean, imagine if we had the ability to just do the whole thing in a tube. Wouldn't everyone want to do that? Always?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Doesn't that seem like so much easier?
Well, you know, some people are like super religious and they'd probably think they're going to go to hell if they do it.
Okay. Well, so there's those people. But I mean, like, within like, you know, 100 years or something, doesn't it seem like everyone would be doing that?
I mean, maybe, but what's the point?
It just seems like so much easier. What?
It seems like a waste of resources.
Why? It's freeing up. You know, it's like 9 months that you have, you know, somewhere.
Yeah, okay, I guess you're right.
Keep contributing to society. And, like, for that person, it's just, like, you don't have to go through all that horrible stuff.
Speaking from experience?
Well, no, but, and you can see how strongly I already feel about it. So imagine someone who has done it.
Right. Yeah, okay. I mean, fine. Get on it.
Well, most people don't haven't agreed with me as readily as you about this.
I mean,
I thought we were going to...
I don't really care.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that then we should do it. And then I think everyone would do it.
I mean
I guess...
It's whether you do it or not.
What?
I guess it's a personal choice whether you do it or not.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you'd have to be able to afford it, I guess. It probably costs some amount of money. Some, like, at least just the rent in the vat or whatever.
What if they screw
well,
up that? What if they screw up
the... What if they screw up?
Yeah.
What the vat?
What if they, like, give you the wrong baby?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure there'd be a whole... system and, you know, accountability and all that.
What if someone steals your baby?
I mean, you still like...
This seems like a good premise for like a Michael Bay sci-fi movie.
Like The Island?
Yes, exactly like The Island.
Okay, so it's already been done then.
I don't know why people didn't like that movie.
It was just kind of boring.
It had Michael Clark Duncan and Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, and I don't remember Michael Clark Duncan being in that, but those other two were just boring. I mean, they were bred to have no personality, their characters. Like, it was built into the premise.
That was what made it interesting.
That was what made it interesting. Yeah, people are sick of seeing movies.
A Michael Bay movie is boring.
That one was boring. I'm telling you.
You know, I saw that movie on a special sneak preview.
Okay. Is it because you were living on an island at the time?
I was living on the edge.
The guitarist from U2?
From what?
U2.
That's not how you said it the first time.
U2. U2.
<You too.
laughs> What are you saying? You saw it in a sneak preview. So what? That doesn't make it more interesting.
Why would they give a sneak preview? I mean, it sucks.
Because it sucks.
No.
Yes.
If it sucks, they don't want the secret to get out.
But like, also, they...
Fifty Shades of Grey would have made $100 million opening weekend if everyone found out that it sucked beforehand.
Everyone knew that it sucked beforehand.
I didn't know that it sucked. Well, I knew that it sucked, but I didn't go on the opening weekend.
Okay. So everyone who went on the opening weekend was going to go see it, no matter whether it sucked or not.
Well, they saw the Super Bowl commercial where they told you how many people watched the trailer on YouTube.
I mean, it wasn't like... This wasn't a movie where it was like, oh, I wonder what's playing at the movie theater this week. Oh, what's that one about? Let me watch the trailer. Oh, that seems kind of good. No, it was like everyone already knows the whole deal of it. It was just, the audience was built in. They didn't need to do a sneak preview. Do you think Star Wars is going to do a sneak preview? No.
Yes, I do. But they only do it with bad movies. With not bad movies. With good movies.
I mean, it might have a sneak preview. It'll, like, only J.J. Abrams will be there, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a rough cut. Anyway.
Sounds like you're describing 50 Shades.
Ew, is there, like, wound to play in that movie?
No.
That's good. Anyway. Well... Let's close up the science corner.
All right.
To sum up, the hypothesis was only bad movies. Only not bad movies.
No.
Good movies.
The hypothesis... The question was, can we just grow all babies in tubes?
Uh-huh.
The hypothesis was, sure, do whatever you want.
What was your materials used?
Was to talk about whether or not The Island was a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the results were that we decided Michael Mann makes good movies.
Yeah. I actually don't know if I've ever seen a movie by him, but they all seem pretty good.
That's true.
It's not true?
You've never seen a Michael Mann movie?
Go ahead, name them.
What's that
one? Have you ever seen one?
Al Pacino and...
Heat?
Yeah, Heat.
Nope.
Okay, how about Collateral?
Nope.
Okay. Now I have to look up some more Michael Mann.
Black Hat? No.
Oh, yeah. What about that?
No.
Okay. So, okay. Well, how about,
Hey, what website are you on right now?
The Mohicans.
Oh, I didn't know he made that. Anyway, no.
No? Okay. Why? I want to see director credits. Okay. Oh,
was he an actor?
Miami Vice remake.
No.
I don't know. I think I saw that.
Okay.
Okay, I guess he hasn't really made that many movies. Oh, the Muhammad Ali movie with Will Smith.
Ali?
Yeah.
No.
All right, well, that's it then.
What's up with that? I
did a pilot of something called Luck.
Oh, the horse racing one?
I don't know.
That's that show that they had to cancel because the horses kept dying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. Speaking of Black Hat, did you watch CSI Cyber?
I tried, but, you know, I got hacked into by some kind of hacker.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it better or worse than... Yeah. What?
Targeting people they don't even know.
Oh, my God. That's a whole another level of terrorism.
Yeah. Good thing Lil Bow Wow is on the case.
Oh, my God. Really? Is he in that?
Yeah.
Is he like the Ice-T of our generation?
Oh, God.
So is the show better or worse than N-Tag Scorpion?
It's probably worse. I haven't watched N-Tag Scorpion or CSI Cyber.
Wait, were you telling me about this? Or I think it was somebody at work who was saying that on this one episode of N-Tag Scorpion, they had to fly a plane, like, close enough to the ground for somebody in a car to, like, plug in an Ethernet cable into something in the plane.
Okay, this sounds like N-Tag Scorpion.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
With a plane on the first episode.
Yeah. That's awesome, right?
I mean, that's one word for it.
Yeah. So did you, I mean, did you watch the CSI thing?
I just watched the commercial for it.
Oh, okay. The problem with these shows, like I, and like most things, is that computers aren't exciting. There's not really a way to make computers exciting.
Oh, yeah, without, sure is. You know,
I mean, the social network.
Being like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Beeping noises.
Yeah, that's, but the problem is,
the type really
that's stupid.
Be nerdy, and then, you know, say things like, you know, I'll make a GUI in Visual Basic to track the killer's IP address. That one NCIS clip where, you know, the goth girl is like on her computer and then someone's hacked through the firewall and they're deleting all her files and she can't stop it. So then the other guy comes in and she's like, he's like, move over. And then
yeah.
They're typing on the same keyboard.
Yes, I did just see that recently, actually. And there's just like a million windows like popping up and stuff.
They're just hacking as fast as they can. And then
right. The
boss comes in and, you know, he's like the old dude. They really know the target audience, right?
He's
better than those damn millennials and he just unplugs the computer.
Hi-yo. Yeah.
You know, I think CBS is just, like, they really have streamlined the mass market television experience.
Sure.
Like, whoever's in charge of CBS,
they know how to run a business.
And they're just, they must have, like, the easiest job, like,
right.
In these shows.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it kind of does seem like the other networks, just like, what the hell is going on?
Especially NBC.
Yeah, I mean, like, haven't they been around for a long time? Don't they have anyone there who knows what they're doing?
I feel like everyone in Hollywood is just insane.
Yeah, I guess so. Things just seem to happen for no reason.
Yeah.
Just because somebody felt like it one
like
day.
A lot of people got paid a lot of money to
right.
make these really bad decisions.
Yeah. It's like, no, nobody's going to want to watch that. I don't know. Fox at least seems like they're maybe having fun while doing it.
Yeah.
NBC and ABC just seem like just like really nervous.
ABC's not that bad. They've got their formula that every show has to just be like one word, a noun. So you got your scandal. You got revenge. There's one now called Secrets and Lies, which I guess is one phrase.
I'll give it to you then.
There's a couple other ones too. I feel like there's just gonna be a show just called like drama. Like titles don't tell you anything about what the show is about.
Yeah.
Like Secrets and Lies. Cool. It's like about some guy who's like accused of killing his son, and then this detective is but like instead of like anything clever, it's just like subterfuge.
Yeah, that's really specific, that scenario you just described. I mean, like, there used to be a show called Friends, which is arguably pretty general, but
it was Friends.
Yeah, like that's like a pretty good description.
Yeah, that's clever. And also, it was an acronym.
Yeah, right. Kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
what does it stand for? Phoebe, Rachel...
I don't know if you're spelling that right.
IOE... Wait,
that's the Latin for the spelling of that word.
This is a joke that someone has made before. Here we go. This is from Tumblr.
Okay.
Phoebe, Rachel, Bing, comma Chandler.
Wait. What happened to the I?
It's in Bing. Bing, comma Chandler.
Okay.
Monica, Joey, D.
Just D. Yeah. So there you go. But yeah, I mean, Secrets and Lies. That's just like
this fall drama.
Yeah. I don't think they would ever just do, like, comedy, though.
It, drama.
From Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah,
NBC just seems like somebody who's, like, they're just kind of, like, aware of what everyone else is doing and, like, really nervous about getting, you know, doing that exact same thing. Whatever's been successful.
Yeah.
But also just really bad at it.
Have you seen Fresh Off the Boat?
No, that looks pretty bad, I guess. I don't know. I haven't, like, seen a commercial or anything.
I agree.
Wait, you remember the show Buzzies that you were telling me about?
Yeah.
Did that ever air?
I have no idea. I don't watch TBS.
Some woman who's on like a lot of podcasts that I listen to who is like really hilarious, and then I was reading that she was on this show and I was like, what the hell? She must have a terrible agent.
Apparently it hasn't been on yet. It's created by David Cohan. Is he related? He's the creator of Will and Grace.
Oh, okay. Is it like a really fine line between a pretty good show and like the worst show ever made?
This guy is known for Will and Grace, Shit My Dad Says,
okay,
something called Partners. The tagline of Partners is 4 friends, 3 couples.
Whoa.
And Buzzies.
It's quite a resume he's got there. Should have quit while you were ahead there, David.
He didn't even create Partners. He just wrote 5 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you look at the credits of people who have worked on shows that you really liked, and then they also worked on, like, Chelsea Lately or something.
I don't even know what that is.
What's her name? Chelsea Handler. You know her? Anyway, she's some terrible comedian. Whatever.
Oh, did you know there's going to be Amy Schumer movie?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Me too. They had it before 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, that doesn't seem like quite the same audience.
Why not?
Amy Schumer, like, knows what the hell is going on. I mean, like,
just because the like movie aware. Was bad doesn't mean the audience was bad.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, you were there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess the trailer looked pretty decent.
It looked funnier than her show.
You don't like her show?
I didn't say that.
Okay. You don't think her show is as funny as that movie?
No. Yes. No.
Great. Right. Right. What's happening here? I don't know, man. What? Thank you. Vince just, for the listener, just turned his screen around to me and showed me a picture of, I guess, it was like DVD box of Shit My Dad Says. It's looking pretty good. That guy is old, right?
Shatner?
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole premise of the show.
That's a good point. I think you nailed it.
What is the name of the... Oh, it's... The actual name of the show is $!!!! My Dad Says.
Like my dad always used to say... $!!!! I think
where's
that's
this country coming
sense.
To anyway.
Yeah, I liked it better when it was just Pangea.
Yeah. Before I had
everybody just
the internet ruining everything.
Has something been going on between you and the internet?
We should do a podcast where, like, remember when we did that, like, commentary podcast of, like, Grammar Team or whatever?
Was that released?
Probably not. This is for all the hardcore Benedict fans out there who have the on DVD.
Yeah. I mean, this is...
I'm not joking. It's on the DVD.
I know it is. I don't think anyone has
other people think I'm making it up. It's on the DVD.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, that's been in vault, though, for a while.
Oh, we watched that episode of CSI Miami? Let's do that for CSI Cyber.
Yeah.
Or 50 Shades of Grey. Alright, so the show is now over.
Alright, bye everyone.